Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Hey, hey, guys. We are back in the building.
That's right. Real talk, y'all.
Yes, yes. Shift
we got some real special
talk.
People in the house with us today,
absolutely.
Y'all.
Absolutely. We have some special guests.
Yes.
I don't know about special, but.
That's how much we love you. We bought some special guests.
Yeah, we got some guests in the house.
Y'all listen. This is your girl, Lady Free.
I'm Pastor J.
All right. And y'all introduce yourselves.
Ladies first.
I am.
The camera's that way.
Oh. Hi, everybody. Alicia Noel here.
Yeah. Lady Alicia, people.
Hello, everybody. I am BJ Noel.
And this is Pastor BJ. See, I love the fact that they don't even need the titles, but this is who they are.
What are titles?
All right, come on with it. Now, listen. We are talking about communication.
Uh-oh.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And it says up here, what causes the breakdown? So that's what we're going to talk about today, because communication is what connects us, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When there's a breakdown, there's a gap, and that's why you be jumping through them hoops.
Come on.
Okay, so let's get it. Let's start this thing off. Come on back if this is going to bless your heart. All right?
What's up, people? We back
in the building. Yes. Shift Real Talk Tuesdays.
Yes, and again, we are with some very special friends of ours,
absolutely.
Some special guests today, y'all.
Yes.
The powerhouses of Houston, Texas,
come
y'all.
Come on now, Love Fellowship Houston
from the
in the
Love
house.
Fellowship of Houston.
And there is love
the
there.
Yes.
And yes.
They, you know what, man? I realize a lot of people, always, especially in church, they say, we a church that love.
Uh-huh.
But they don't show it.
Come on now.
But this is one church I can say that I've been at that they really live what they talk about. So that's why we definitely invited them on the show today, y'all, to help us with this communication topic, y'all.
That's right.
So we just want to kind of give them a little moment to introduce themselves.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
Again,
with it.
To you, the audience.
All right.
I'm Alicia Noel, Lady Alicia.
Come on with it. Come on with the lady.
I am BJ Noel, Pastor BJ of the Love Fellowship Church
here in
Houston. The address is 10711 Dawson.
Come on.
That's right.
Houston, Texas.
Hey, Tisha said, hey, she on the line.
051. My cousin, Tisha.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, say that address one more time. We got interrupted.
10711 Dawson, Houston, Texas, 77051.
Yes.
Y'all
and this is a preaching man here, y'all.
Come
seriously, he be bringing the word.
Humble.
I try, man.
Yeah, humble and bring you some food. I'm talking about some real meal.
Yeah.
I try. Pray for me, people.
Yes.
Pray
all right.
Tisha said that's her people right
that's
there.
That's right. That's right, girl. Rep for the people.
So normally when we bring guests on, we kind of like want to start off just to kind of get a little history of where they are with their marriage and stuff like that.
But we all answer it.
Okay.
Those of you who are married out there, y'all can all chime in and answer these questions, but we're going to ask a couple of questions to them today.
Okay, wait. The rule is...
Wait a minute. Oh, we're so sorry. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Let's pray.
Right. Yeah. Right
yes.
It.
Lord, we thank you for this day, God.
Thank you,
God, for just allowing us this opportunity, God, to just give your name the praise, God.
Jesus.
We bless you for this platform, God. We just thanking you for it right now, God. We just asking you, God, to just bless use us today, God. Use us for your glory, God, because we desire to be different, but yet impactful.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all, today is going to be a fireball.
Yes, get ready. Hey, Lisa. Lisa, what's up, sis?
Okay. Hey, Lisa, what's up, girl?
So listen, all y'all married people out there, we want to just kind of like ask a couple of questions to my friends here who we invited. I love them dearly. I promise you.
Scott, what's up, boo?
Hey, Kim. So we want to ask y'all, what does marriage mean to y'all?
Ooh, I'm gonna let you go first.
Oh man, she put me on the spot.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Well, you said to me, so I'm gonna tell you what it means to me. All marriage, right. to me means putting yourself aside for the betterment of someone else. So when you get married, it's no longer me, it's we. It's no longer mm-hmm. I, but it's us. So
yes.
I'm still learning that along the way 10 years yes. in. I'm not going to sit here and get on y'all camera and act like I got it all together.
Come
I'm
a on, man let's keep this it real. Talk.
I'm a man that makes many mistakes, but I do believe it. It took me a while, but I do believe it's no longer about me. It's about us.
Come on
it's
now. We, I so. Like the realness. He said it took me a while.
It did, no lie.
He figured it out.
What the young folks say, no cap, no,
no
lie.
Cap. No cap.
No cap. That's right.
This is a woman who loves me because I'd have left me a long time ago.
Oh, wow. My God. Wow. That was good. He that said, I'd have left me a long
For
time
real,
ago.
For real, I wouldn't have dealt with
it. Hallelujah.
Come on, lady.
So what does marriage mean to you?
So, to me, marriage is a covenant, one that cannot be broken.
Cannot.
Yes. Yeah, you throw with that covenant in there, right? You got a covenant means that no matter what's going on, you got to continue to work toward it because it's not something that can be broken. It's not something that you can let go of. So,
okay.
Not to pretend as though I'm perfect either. I think it's like a
you
daily.
Are. You are. Perfect for me at least. If you don't think.
Look at him. We may have
can
to let them go to the hotel.
Can we kiss on camera?
Sure you can. This is your relationship real talk. Yes. There you listen, y'all.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's about.
Quincy, you got a bed in the back.
Look,
we
all married.
We've been there a couple times ourselves. Quincy, you might want to add that to the package.
Yeah, we all married here. That's right. Kim, let him know. This is being transparent.
Yeah.
This is what
Let's
we about here.
Get it.
The
Let's
transparency.
Get it. Kim said, being transparent.
Yes.
Let's get it.
That's what
because
it's about.
That's what it's about. You
what
right
do, what
about
do you say, lady friend?
Okay, so.
What does marriage mean to you?
What marriage means to me is.
Lisa, same thing for you. I'm sorry.
Yes, Lisa. What does marriage mean to you, doll? But what marriage means to me is, like Lady Free says, it's a covenant. It's not a contract.
Yeah.
It's not something that we signed on a dotted line.
Yeah.
This is something that was forged in blood.
Come
this
on, blood.
Come on, hey. Not just a piece of paper.
Overflowing, baby. Come on with it.
Right.
This is about three-dimensional mindsets.
Yes.
Instead of me having a single mindset about everything I think about, God has blessed me with not only his way of thinking, but this man right here has turned my whole thinking process
on,
around.
Man.
So now I don't say, I think. It's almost like we're starting to think the same. So it's like
that's
that
right.
really coming together as one, like
merging
together and cannot. I like how you said it's something that cannot, and I'm going to add that, be broken.
That's
not
right.
at all. It's it is the covenant. And that's the difference between just having that relationship and having that covenant relationship.
That's right.
It's a covenant agreement.
Mm,
that's right.
That's what marriage is to me. It is a cannot.
It's a cannot.
Be broken. Come on with the cannot.
Come on.
Listen, y'all. I believe marriage is ministry.
Ooh.
Come on.
You are my
Marriage is ministry.
Come on
it is
now.
Your purpose from God.
Yes, it is.
Because it is lined up from God. He created it. He created the institution of marriage.
Yeah.
So if he created it, it's for a purpose.
Hey, Tommy.
It is. What's up, Tommy? It's for a specific purpose.
Uh-huh.
And once we line up with that purpose strictly to God, everything lines up. Everything lines
Come on
up about
with
the marriage.
Lineup. Come on with the
Everything
lineup.
Everything lines up. My wife gave that illustration. It's like that triangle. God is right here. You here. You here. And once we both connect to God,
the closer we get to
God, it brings it together.
Other.
So that marriage is ministry to me all the way.
That's
all the way.
Right.
Purpose.
That's right.
You got to have purpose.
Purpose.
Yes, yes.
And there is purpose for it. But listen, we about to do something a little bit different.
Okay,
Different.
Okay, so we're going to put y'all on the spot even further, because this is going to spark some good conversation. It's the end game. Everybody, y'all know we play the end game. Y'all need to get this if you're in a relationship. So we're going to ask some questions.
That's what I was doing.
Oh, snap. Y'all listen.
What does marriage mean to you? It's
well,
okay.
Listen,
it's okay.
I used to smoke, but I don't smoke no more. Now I'm just on the most high.
That's it.
Come
That's
on
it.
With it.
You ain't by
My
yourself.
My man, baby.
That's for sure.
I'm tripping. So, but you didn't say the
end. Yeah, I didn't have to. We already said, but it's okay. It's okay.
We're not getting paid to promote, but hey, why not?
What does
y'all need to?
Yes,
call them up.
End game.
It's a very good game, y'all. We played this before, y'all.
Yeah, we have.
Before. So I want to ask this one question before we move on to the topic tonight, y'all.
Okay.
Wow. I got to be careful with the couple that we got here because they may leave us in the middle of the set if I ask a couple of these questions. So I
come on, man. Ask.
Come on now.
We'll be right back.
Okay, got you.
We'll be right back.
I love it.
What would you do differently? No, I don't want to ask that. This is... Okay.
Uh-huh.
What values do you have in common?
Ooh.
Ooh.
You go first. We love the Lord.
Yeah, that's one.
I love the Lord.
I think we both value family.
I knew that was going to come.
Relationship.
For sure.
Yeah, familial relationships. Oh man!
I think we both are worshipers.
Yes,
we love every aspect of worship.
And girl, don't
guess right? That's right. That's right.
We
y'all married folk will know what that worship is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We incorporate worship in everything.
Yes. Amen.
Because everything we do is a gift from God.
Come on now,
Lisa. Yeah. Say commitment. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what it is. Okay.
What else? I think we value each other's success over ours.
Yeah, wow. I think that's
nice.
Because I believe she puts things on the back burner so that I can be successful, and I do the same as well.
Come on.
Wow.
Yeah,
y'all better go ahead.
I think we want each other to be successful more than ourselves. Yes. So
that's that family feud. Good answer. Yeah. Good answer.
I'm asking these questions, y'all, because it lines up with how communication, where there's a break in communication. Because a lot of times when we get into relationships, we get into relationships for the physical part.
Yeah.
And like when we see this person, it's like, oh, I gotta have them. And we don't understand. Yeah, we don't understand that there's way more to that.
Right.
Way more. Right. It is way more to being in a relationship than the physical. There's a communication piece that connects you to God.
Yes. Yeah.
Because when you can open up yourself through communication, you allow God to come in.
Come on with the opening
up
of
real
yourself.
Intimacy.
Yeah, come on now.
Yes. I had to learn intimacy because, you know, men, we think intimacy is just getting in the bed.
But that's right.
Yes.
Right.
Communication is actually the door that opens.
You better talk about
come on,
the
come
door.
On, come on, Bishop.
It opens the door.
Yes.
You know, sometimes the greatest moments happen from just you.
Yes, Lord.
Even acting like you listening.
Yes.
She's like, oh, he listened tonight. Let me go bless his soul.
So wait a minute. Yes, and you gotta have purpose.
Let me read what Kim Scott said. She said, marriage is two imperfect individuals coming together, forgiving, learning and loving each other the way God has loved us unconditionally. Girl, I'm finna give you a heart for that one because that was absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, that was good.
That was my answer. She took that from me.
Okay, yes. Kim, you took his answer, girl.
So y'all people out there that understand there can be a communication breakdown in listening.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
He just said it. He said, even if you act like you listen, it'll get a response that's going to get a great reward.
Yeah.
So that tells that if you don't listen, because a lot of us, when we get in conversation, we talk to be heard.
Right.
Wow.
We don't talk to listen.
To listen.
Yeah. And that's where a lot of communication gaps happen in that
trying to
prove your point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is why I love what y'all said, because it's like that selflessness.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, I want you to succeed.
Yeah. That's
so
right.
If I want you to succeed, I want the best from you.
That's
and to want the best from you, you got to want them to be their best.
Come on with it. Tisha say, talk, cousin. Tisha is like, she a supporter. You hear me?
Yeah. Tisha, these my people, Tisha.
Come on.
Tell Tisha we ain't seen her at the church in a minute.
Come on down.
Yes.
Make a visit.
Yeah,
you need to make a visit, Tisha.
Tisha, you need to come on down and check us out.
You hear it.
Yeah, we are at the church. But that's the Tisha family. We love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
But that's true. So communicating that breakdown is one... What were we talking about yesterday when you said lying?
Oh.
Ooh, that's it only takes. I heard that from someone, so lying. I don't want to take responsibility for that. That was powerful.
Yes.
But it only takes one lie
to
mess up the whole relationship.
So very true.
Because, we were talking about that. It's like if you, okay, well, he just told a little white lie. Mm-hmm. And then as a woman, we thinking, well, if he going to lie about something that small, what else is he
lying about?
And then you know how we throw that thing. Well, if he ain't man enough, we know how to throw that in there real. He ain't man enough to tell the truth about something little. So I know he ain't man enough to tell me if he deceived me in some way, manipulated me, cheated on me, or none of that stuff. So that's where breakdown come from.
So you mean to tell me after being in the relationship for all these years.
One lie for a lot come of on, women sis. Unlocks a door. Ooh, of,
these doors.
Go that's on. What we want. Yes.
Good.
No, just, come on.
Like not being able to trust anything that you say.
Anything. Wow. Come on with it.
Once you unlock that door with that one lie, it's always in the back of our head.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all hear that, men?
Yeah, man.
Mr. Gerald, how you doing?
No, we ain't been married for 50 years. This is God.
Come on now. He expedites some stuff. You hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
But go ahead, Pastor BJ.
I used to lie about just stupid stuff for no reason. Like, I'd be at the church. She said, well, where were you? You know, I was just riding around. So, and she'll say, why you didn't just say you was at the church? I don't know.
But let's go.
Okay,
let's go.
Let's didn't make sense.
Hold on. Let's go deep with this here. This,
yeah.
Because a lot of times, and I'm a victim of it too.
Oh,
a lot
yes.
of times I do the same thing.
Yeah, for what?
I would lie, but only because I didn't want to deal with what came with.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I didn't want to deal with it because it's like, yeah. Because
you didn't want to have to communicate later.
Exactly.
Yeah, so if I just say so I'm like, riding around, I wouldn't have to say why.
So it's really it's really what we get, the response that we get that we just don't want to deal with as men.
Well, Lady Alicia, it
come on,
must be
makes
free because we hear from two people from two different parts of the world who's saying the same thing.
That's how men think.
Yeah, makes sense.
If we don't want to deal with what comes with, because most of you women, I can't read what she's saying, but most women, now y'all are like detectives.
Yeah.
Only so when sometimes feel that there's a need to detect.
I think y'all are better. Y'all are trained FBI agents and then go to school.
Well, in some cases.
I mean, we get it from the mother of all, with Eve.
Yeah.
Eve got that fruit because she was curious. Come on
Eve
now, curiosity.
To know what's going on.
Yes, God.
No, Eve ate the fruit. Because Adam was out of place. That's why.
Because Adam was out of place. That's right.
That's right. And that's why we get curious. Because something is out of place. Come on, sis.
We got to make that.
Yes.
They're not going to do that to us tonight.
It's okay. It's okay.
We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
We're going to have enough time.
This is what Sheena says. Sheena says, okay, forgive me my fingers. Sheena said, yes, truth must set the relationship free from bondage.
Wow.
If he ain't right, she said, if he ain't right, how can he love you right?
True.
If he ain't right.
If he ain't right.
That's a song.
Be true to you first or something. Yes.
Totally agree with that. And two, that's what and that's why a lot of men don't want to deal with stuff too, because most of us have grown up without that figure to really show us how to really confront stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We've been raised in our life for stuff to be confronted for us. So most of us who've been raised without our fathers, when you've been raised by a mother, mothers are protective. They're nurturers.
Right.
So what they do is they try to deal with the situation
for you.
Yeah.
Instead of showing you how to deal with the situation. So when we get older, what we do is, again,
we retreat
to that and we don't want to deal with the situation because we ain't been taught.
Yeah. Right.
We have not been taught. So, because again, that's what keeps us to clam up. I don't want to deal with you coming and telling me something about myself when I haven't even dealt with myself.
Oh, now that's something. Sometimes he say stuff right and it catch me. And
yeah.
It's like, okay, I know I'm a little slow sometimes, but that caught me quick.
Yeah.
Like,
you
wow.
Because 9 times 10 is like you investigating and digging into something I'm not ready to deal with yet.
So that's why you're so defensive.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not even that. It's not even that. A lot of times women, we come in the, well, some of us do, but for the most part, it's not that we come in the stance of trying to make you feel like you have to be on the defense.
Right.
And the question is, because I need to know.
I want to. That's it. And that,
and if you tell me the truth, let me deal with it. Yeah. Give me the opportunity to deal with that. Yes, the truth.
I used to get that a lot. Why are you always asking why? You don't have to know why all the time.
Yeah. But don't ask me why.
But if I want to know why.
Right.
Look what Tisha said. Tisha said, give us the opportunity to either draw closer to you or distance ourselves for the moment.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Wow, Tisha. But
sometimes once we want you to distance yourself.
No, but again, remember, it's really about, that's why it's so important to communicate and that the enemy don't allow those barriers to come in, because we are coming in with two different situations.
Absolutely.
Two different cultures.
All your stuff. Absolutely.
Two different baggages. Yes. You know what I'm saying? So we coming in, and we're coming in trying to become one. We don't get married and all of a sudden we got to become one.
Right.
Yeah. So that becoming one, there's a lot of things that happen in that. So how do you distance yourself from somebody that you really trying to learn to get close to?
Oh, Kim says, when you lie, you have to remember what you said. Then you got to lie again to cover up the lie you told. Wait a minute.
Not true.
Come on with it. She said.
I got you, Tisha.
Yeah, she said. Yeah, that's what she said. Then you have to lie again to cover the lie that you just told.
What's up, Zach?
I mean, because we remember everything.
Y'all do.
It's like, wait a minute.
That's why I said women, for some reason.
That's the look.
Yeah, like.
When you get that look, like, wait.
No, when so was it this or was it that?
And it's not going to be right away.
Yeah.
It's going to be after you sleep and it's going to be 3 o'clock in the morning. She's going to just look like,
wait. But like, yeah, hold up.
I'm trying to remember what you said. I got you. One thing I've learned about women.
Right.
Come on, dealing with my wife.
Come on, what you learn?
When a woman asks a question, it ain't because she trying to find out
the answer.
Come on, all
ladies say it together.
She already knows the answer.
We just need confirmation.
So they just want to suck. And it's like, why do you want to test us like that?
Instead of just do that too?
Yeah,
well, because we want to know if you're going to be honest. I mean, first of all, you got caught because I'm asking you. So now did you get caught and you a liar? Come on, we want to make sure. Okay, do you love me enough? Okay, you
to
got
tell
caught.
Tell me the truth.
She's saying, did you get caught and a liar?
And, yeah. I mean, because that adds on to it. Well, wait a minute. I'm married or I'm dating to a dude that done got caught and he a liar?
And he lying.
Okay.
Wow. But see, I'm telling you, because most men know that, because it's like, okay, why did you do that? And it's like, already. Now, that little simple thing can cause a wall to just automatically shut down.
Mm-hmm. Why is that, though?
Yeah, because, that's what I was about to ask.
Because it doesn't. When you're dealing with somebody, like I said, most men have that issue. Culturally raised, there's certain things that they come into the relationship with. So when you have to, again, show them or actually expose something that they have not really been able to share. That every little approach is not what you say, it's how you come. Because if you come with like you about to inspect something, that we feel, okay, this is about to be an interrogation on something, and I'm not in the mood for interrogation because I already know this is going to take this conversation to a whole nother level.
But you also have to think about who you're dealing with, because Jesse is the type of person, he is... regardless of whether people think so or not, he getting better. But confrontation was something. He did not like confrontation at all. So because he was a person that shied away from, ran from, will buck up and make you intimidated so you won't confront him. Most men. It was like, you know, he flared up. Oh. She said, I like that though.
I don't know how to handle confrontations well.
He'll just avoid it.
I'll avoid it because... I mean, you know.
And see, I'm not you avoid it, but he'll, you know how that roost up.
Oh, yeah, raise up so y'all won't have to.
So you won't,
that's him.
Intimidate you to keep from having it.
Make you so mad. Well, I don't want to talk to you right now. So that's what I want. Don't talk to me right now.
Yeah, combat it with jokes.
Y'all listen, I have Gerald Humber. He said something, and I want men to address this one. He said, I think women lies hurt extra deep because we trust them from birth.
Makes sense.
All right, come on, keep it real with us.
Wait a minute, read that again.
I think women lies hurt extra deep because we trust them from birth.
Do you?
Do we trust women from birth? Is this somebody you date? Yeah, is this somebody we dating?
I'm thinking what I thought when he when mother I read figure. It was it starts from your mother.
Yeah.
Because, it's the same thing.
Because when you think about it, it is kind of sort of like what he said. Okay, I was at church all day, but instead of me dealing with it, I mean, and you as well. It's like, because we don't want to deal with what comes behind that question. But the thing about it is, where does that actually, what's the root of that? Where does that come from?
Well, could it be that the way men and women trust differently? Women trust with, well, men, I know men trust with their deepest secrets. If I could tell her my deepest secrets, like the things that I haven't dealt with myself, and she doesn't, and she gives me that peace and doesn't throw it in my face, that's how men trust majority of the time.
That's how the breakdown stays from being broke down.
Yeah. That's how men trust. Yeah. So I believe a lie is a lie, period, coming from whoever, because in women trust, like you said, when you from the white lies, or, you know, like, They stuff they see, you know what I'm saying? So their trust level and how they trust is different from men, but I still believe it still causes the same effect. A lie is a liar.
It causes what a lie causes.
It causes what a lie causes. It's just, you know, how do we come together from actually dealing with, an avoidance.
Pastor BJ, that's for you and Jesse. Tisha said avoidance make things linger. Speak to it.
Wait a minute, Tisha.
That is so true.
Look. No, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Because
what do you mean, no?
You know why I think I don't, well, for a women's standpoint, Tisha, I understand what you're saying.
Mac.
If that's how you feel, but, that's how you feel.
But do you think that it is wise, if we are really talking to this level of volume, should we still continue to talk about that?
But see, or should we come back? She didn't say
level of
table it for now. She said avoidance.
That means you
when
just
you avoid altogether. Confrontation.
Like, well, wouldn't you avoid?
She mean for like 2-3 weeks.
Well, when you sweep it under the rug and act. I mean, because women, we gonna bring that from under the rug.
We're not gonna forget
with the other stuff that's under there. You gonna
next
be wondering.
Time you lie, right? We gonna remind you of them.
Okay,
because
remember
lies.
The last time. So you do this. This is what you do. Yes. You lie. You're a liar. Now you become a liar.
And see how you throw. And then when y'all throw that in our face,
they cause us to react a certain way that we wouldn't have if we just left it under the rug.
Now do y'all see the breakdown?
I do believe. We have to deal with it. Absolutely. I just believe that we have to be discerning of the right time to deal with it. Because sometimes we can be talking at each other and not resolving. Because if we're not resolving it, that's not the time to talk about it. Because nobody's listening.
Yeah.
But what I think you shouldn't avoid is, no matter what, if there's an issue and we can't deal with it, then we still should not avoid each other. We still should, because we're married.
Because it's an issue.
We can't deal with the issue.
Right.
So let's leave the issue alone and let's still be who we are to each other until we can come back and pick the issue back up.
And he helped me to learn that, because for me growing up, my father, of course, was in control of the family meetings.
That is too long.
Everything.
She said 2-3 weeks is too long.
Right, absolutely. It is too long. So whenever my dad would speak, would have stuff to say, and he would just, if it wasn't said right then, and a lot of times he wouldn't let us say nothing. It was like what he said, all right, meeting over, and we like, wait, we done came up with this big scenario. Okay, Alma, you tell daddy this. And, you know, so they throwing me out there to be the spokesperson. And now all of a sudden I can't speak. So that for us was like, if we don't talk about it now, we not going to be to come back to it. So whenever he would be like, we don't need to talk about this now, for me, because of how I was brought up, that meant we're not going to talk about it. So I pushed the issue at first when we first got married. It was like, oh, no. We're
going to talk about this.
Come on. Those are the words. We're going to talk about this right now.
Yeah. You agree, right?
What?
That's her, too.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it right then.
Yeah, right then and then.
Why are we letting it linger? Because for me, it's like it causes anxiety for
because
me.
Because we're never supposed to react off of emotions.
Okay, come on with it.
Our emotions will get us and will cause us to say things and do things
and
that we can't take back.
Right.
So what we're doing, and thank you, Pastor. What we do is we have to filter, because we know that we can't just say whatever we want to say to you guys. So if you come into me right now and I'm at a heightened level of emotions,
I'm not
talking through the thought process.
Yeah.
So you have to allow
talking
me that.
Talking out of my emotions.
Yeah, I'm talking out of my emotions. So you have to allow me that process time so I can, okay, let me get all my thoughts together so that when I do present the question that you've asked, I'm talking with it now with some sense.
See, and in the meantime, though, I see the look that you got on your face. Because let me tell you something. I had that same look. But because me and Jesse are friends, I had to listen to him from a friend standpoint.
Yeah.
And when he tried to explain the same exact thing your husband, that's why I said this must be some truth. Because the same exact thing your husband said. Mm-hmm. So he had to teach me this is just an issue. We're not going to let an issue run our marriage. Mm. So if we can't deal with this issue right now, we can come back to it when things are not so heated, right? Yeah. Because I don't want to say nothing that I can't take back. And, you know, I got that. I can say some things, too, that I can't take back. Yeah, you know, we all can. So once
and
I
women,
understood
women, y'all know
that.
Y'all know how to hit us below the
belt.
Yeah,
we do.
Y'all know how to say stuff in the moment.
I think
this is what you've been thinking about me for
really
20 years.
Y'all get really emotional. Like,
men can get very emotional.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Did that hurt that bad?
Hey, Keisha. You know what?
Y'all say that.
Look at, she's like, did that really hurt that bad?
Like, you get real sensitive when it's time to discuss something.
So this is
like,
how Alicia thinks. If we're waiting on it, then that means I'm taking time to get my lie together.
No.
Okay.
Go in there and get your lie together.
Everybody, let's hold hands for deliverance.
and I have said that. I can admit that. I said, okay, go and get your lie together. We can talk about it later. Because if you got to think that long... Because if I ask you, simple question, cause offense, right? I'm trying to remember, did you have a chance to take that trash out? Yeah, I took it out. Right?
Yeah.
But the trash is, I just walked past the trash.
And the only reason why you asked is because you already know the answer.
She already knew the answer. She set herself up for it.
Oh, that's what it is. He said you set yourself up.
Oh, okay.
See, again, that question was almost, I didn't even have to be there, but you came with that question. That was an investigative FBI question.
And me and you feel it.
That question.
But
that question is felt.
That is so funny.
But I do think, I think she has learned over the years to ask questions instead of saying, hey, go put that dog on trash out. Because if you come at me and say, go put the dog on trash
out. You ain't my mama.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So.
But you know what I did? I had to learn this. And this has been just recently. I would say probably in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true.
I had to learn this because there were things that were happening and that I didn't understand. And I was starting to get very frustrated about it. And I would speak my piece. He would speak his piece, and then I'd be like, I know I'm right. You know how you just know, you know? Because you've already talked to the Lord about it, whatever the case may be.
Right.
You just know. And then I leave it alone, and I pray about it. I really had to start
praying. Come on with it.
You know, intentionally for him to see what was really going on. Like, about anything.
Absolutely.
Even the people he talks to on the phone, the ministers and pastors that he associates himself with.
Not many.
Yeah, but I started praying about that because God was revealing things to me. And when I tried to tell him, it was like, what you talking about? It's not even, you know, it was like defensive, right?
Uh-huh.
So I started praying about it. And you know, I would see the Lord just revealing. He'd be like,
what
you know
it sound
what?
Like, baby?
He'll be like,
didn't
you know
we
what?
Tell you that's a secret weapon?
He was like, you know what? You were right.
That's the secret.
Let me go put a check on my list.
Tisha, you're right. But listen, I got to piggyback on what she said.
This has happened so much.
Throw that prayer on him. He acting up.
One thing we had to learn, because we used to do that. Because, like I said, because we think the same way so differently.
Yeah.
We trying to put our thoughts on and make them think how we think it, not knowing it's the same thing.
Yep.
So that's where the breakdown was. But what we had to do, like I said, that triangle, a lot of times, trust me, she would get up and get me to that level. But I used to have to go to God. Same thing with her.
Yeah.
Okay, God, look, she just pissed me off.
Mm-hmm. We got to be honest with God because he knows.
Lord, she just pissed me off.
This is what he would say,
And if you don't do this, God, I'm telling you, I'm about to walk out of here and it's going to cause a whole nother level of problems. Because she just said this to me, and it really
get in that car and try to leave me if you want to.
Yeah.
You
I'm going
to
be right there.
And oh, sure enough.
Open the door. Get in.
And sure enough, about 10, 15 minutes later, mm-hmm. the very thing I just went to God about on her, she'll come and tell me, you know what, babe?
Yep. Mm. You know, I was wrong.
This has happened.
And I'm like,
yep. But see,
oh my God.
I do not know why Pastor Jay is playing because he got that from me.
Yeah, yeah. I did.
It's okay.
Listen.
Yeah, I did.
I know. But listen, that's the thing, right? That was the thing when you said it. It's coming right back around. When he said the issue cannot be discussed right now, for me, God had to really help me with that. Mm. So while you said anxiety, like if we don't deal with it now, it lingers and it causes you anxiety.
Yeah.
All I thought when you said that was be anxious for nothing. How? Mm. How do you be anxious for
you
nothing? That's the time when me and my father have a conversation. Mm. So in the middle of that time where he's saying we're not talking about it and I want to talk about it, right in that middle, I'm like, okay, God, you heard what he just said.
Yeah.
And I need you to know. See, I used to go to him, God, on him.
Yeah.
But then God helped me to understand. Talk to me as if you would want somebody to come to you about your son.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I say, okay, we can't use that in the kingdom. What he just did, Lord, that is not going to work. Like, he can't lead people doing that, and I'm the first person. So I used to start talking like that. Lord, yeah. Help him to understand that, especially when we first got married, he was still going and leaving out and coming back, leaving out at 10, coming back. And I didn't want to go because, you know, I don't want to do no more. I'm thinking, okay, we married. In your mind, I don't care what nobody say. In your mind, you click from being girlfriend to boyfriend, and you click to marriage in a woman's mind. But he still has some bachelor stuff. Yeah, that it takes time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I said, Lord, I need you to help him understand that going out and staying out late is not what married people do. Please help him to understand this. And I had to just be like, okay, God. And next thing you know, he came back to me and said, babe, you ain't going to believe this. I don't feel like going out mm-hmm. without you. Hmm. And all I would do is say, I would be like, thank you. Because yes. I didn't want to fuss. I'm married now. I'm a newlywed. I don't want to fuss. I don't want to be the fussy chick, the fussy wife.
Yeah,
the so I had to find another way. Mm-hmm. So
That's just like.
That's the other way, baby.
Allowing the person to go through that process.
Yeah. Yep.
Because the thing is, what we do is we want them to get it right away.
Absolutely.
But God has to take them through that process. So instead of fussing at them while they're going through that mm-hmm. process, we got to go to him. So that's where another area where a lot of communications break
Absolutely.
Down.
Absolutely.
And one other thing that the Lord revealed to me during that time was that I was valuing his perception of things
uh-huh.
more than I was valuing what God said about it.
Okay, come on now.
Right? Amen. That makes sense?
That makes
yes. Because when you think about your husband or your mate, you think about him leading the pack, right? But who's really leading the pack?
Right.
That's God right. is. And we should be really putting God first
yeah.
and then him second, right?
That's
because
right.
God is what's really holding it all together. And the Lord revealed to me, he's like, you're relying on what he thinks too
right.
much.
Too much. Come on, wow. Okay. I do him the same way. Because Jesse be like, pow, pow. I be like, babe, they can hear that.
Yeah. Okay. Relying on what he thinks, what he values mm-hmm. too much. Because, you know, you want to please your man. You want to make sure he's well taken care of.
And then who teaches us what submission really is supposed
right.
to look like? Because we think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, he leading me, so I'm trying my best not to rebuttal.
Yeah.
You know, that's number one.
Yeah.
So, okay, God. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I mean, this is what he say.
But the Lord was like, you submit to me, mm-hmm. and I'll take care of the rest. And I was like, is that what I've been doing wrong all this time?
That is. Come on now.
And I think that's how communication works. If you can't communicate with God vertically, then your relationships horizontally won't yep. ever fall in place.
Right.
So I believe we read that also in the book last week when we had our little encounter with, maybe a couple of weeks ago with God, where we were so busy trying to focus on the church relationships, our friendships,
yeah.
our sibling relationships, and the Lord was like, okay, well, when you going to get this relationship in order?
Yeah. Wow.
Because once you get this vertical relationship right. in order, then everything else will fall in place. Your marriage will be That's greater right. than what it was, your relationship with your parents, your wow. siblings, your coworkers, or whatever else will fall in place. Because back to what I said Sunday, that alignment. You're in alignment with him.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that if you can't communicate with God, then I don't think you should. I don't think you should try to be in a relationship with anybody, because that's the most important relationship you should ever have. Because we can't go. Men and women, we are two totally different people.
Yeah.
We never going to agree 100%.
Totally, yeah.
So we must, the only thing we must agree on is our relationship with God. That's and right. He'll bring us together.
That's right.
Yeah.
I believe you was in the car with us when we was on the way here. Because we were just talking that.
Yeah.
From the foundation of communication comes from God.
Yeah.
And if you can't have that communication with God,
it's hard
to communicate with anybody else.
Absolutely. we'll be real quick to trust, as females, we'll be real quick to trust a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, if I learn to trust what God say, then when he tells me something, even if he tells me, shut up and pray.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Shut up.
And just be quiet. I got this.
Yep.
I have to be able to trust him. We have to have a relationship to the point where I trust the fact that he really going to have
handle
this. Because sometimes we like to take control. We like to take matters into our own hands because we really don't. We say we trust.
Yeah.
But we really don't. Truly don't trust like we should. But I'm telling you, once you get that trust relationship, that level of trust with God, I can't see how people that don't have it work like it should.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it doesn't work like it should.
We can fake it for so long.
Right. Yeah.
But eventually, the real will show up.
The real,
show through
real. Yeah. Yeah,
we can go through the motions for so long, but eventually, that what you lacking will begin to be a need in your life.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
I like what he said, man. And it's like the scripture says that too. In all thy ways,
acknowledge
him.
All of them.
Yeah. That means everything.
Them secrets he be giving us. Little nuggets.
Everything that
or
you
the
do.
Or another one where it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. If you don't know how to love your wife, go in the word. It'll show you.
Exactly.
You don't know how to communicate. Turn off the TV,
get off
Facebook, open that Bible.
You walk without stumbling.
Y'all hear this?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. This is just a little bit from Sunday, Tisha.
Open the Bible, man. There's something in the Bible that'll help you deal with whatever it is that you're going through. I don't care if it's depression. I don't care if marital problems. I don't care if it's suicidal thoughts. Open that word. Whatever you're reading in that word will combat any thought that you will have.
That's right.
That is not like God.
That's right. Yeah.
So with my wife tripping, I open that Bible.
Yes.
And see, the thing that I think
she don't trip that much these days.
Oh, that's so. See
that's
how
good.
He came
see,
back.
See.
Is that sweet?
Yeah.
That was sweet. That was not sweet.
She said, oh. But see, I think what's missing today is we have made God seem like it's such a, like, really thing to do.
Yeah.
Man, please.
Yeah.
I have been on both sides of the track.
Absolutely.
I have been in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
The streets ate my little self alive. They ate my tail up.
Yeah.
It was like depression beyond belief.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about, it was crazy. But then now on this side, where I'm seeing God for who he really is, it's no way you're going to tell me that I am not, I'm going to walk this thing. You won't go through an African safari without an African safari guide.
Come on.
Absolutely.
This is what this world is like, an African. So you, all them noises you're going to hear in the African safari, you don't know if the alligator coming or the, I mean,
the lion,
they're there to show you. No, don't go that way.
Yeah.
Go this way.
Come
you
on.
Know? So why in the world would I go through this life without the Holy Spirit there to guide me?
Yeah.
Man, how many traps have I stepped in that was set for me?
Yeah.
And here go God pulling me out.
Pulling you out.
Here we go again. But I love you anyway. Let's go, baby.
He's
so loving. Come on with the muck and mire. The miry clay.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on now.
Come on now. Get that organ going, Jesse.
Come on. Come on now.
Glory.
Because this is what people act like it's so, like, not popular.
Yeah.
Like God is like he needs us to make him popular. No. Yeah. If you don't have him,
you better get him.
Man, I've seen the difference with this one right here, and he's seen the difference with me without truly living and loving God in our relationship.
Yeah.
That thing was ugly, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ask him how many. He took the all I did was slam his door. Now, I didn't even slam his door hard. This when we was dating. Mm-hmm. When we was not living like we should have.
Amen.
This dude.
Tell it all.
Said, and he's strong. Tell it all. I'm telling y'all, he's strong. This guy is very strong. I already knew it had to be a one-hitter quitter. If I ever fought him back then, no. I would have had to go ahead and do that not one. Because, baby, if he'd have caught me. But he sat there and was so angry. He took my doggone gate off the hinges. Oh, so you going to slam my door? You almost broke my window. I'm like, I ain't almost break nothing. I'm talking about, I'm trying to hurry up and get in the house. He took the gate, pow, pow, and picked it up, and off the hinges it goes. I had to live like that. I couldn't even tell my landlord what happened. So I had to just, you know.
You had to live with that gate. You walked up and
I'm talking about this man. Now I'm telling y'all this because this is how I know God is for real about this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Me and him was fussing one day. The same day, as a matter of fact, it was a lot of rage in him. So he made it inside my apartment. He still wants to argue. I know me, when I get scared or whatever and I feel like I'm just, okay, we're going to have to go ahead and do this.
Yeah.
I get real low in my tone. I looked at him and I said, I'm going to explain to you right now, this ain't what you want.
Come on. This ain't what you want.
This game is nice. You don't want to do this, Jesse. Right? So he was, I'm talking about my face, his face. He was right here, spit, everything. Next thing you know, this man arm said,
Tisha, that was years ago.
Now, he wasn't intending to hit me because he could have really hit me. I'm talking about, but the punch came right by my cheek. You know how on the movie, your cheek kind of moved a little bit. He came, the wind, I felt the wind. He hit right into the wall, a hole in my apartment wall. How am I explain this to my landlord?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to get a shade tree dude to come over and fix it up.
Yeah, I had to fix that apartment.
See, but that's the thing. That's without God.
Yeah.
You look at him now, you would not be able to tell that all of that was what we actually went through some stuff. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But that was really when I was really going through my process and I didn't want to deal with a lot of the stuff that I was dealing with. So what she was doing was just throwing logs into the fire that were already
burning. And I wasn't
even
doing nothing. That's the thing.
And didn't even realize that she was doing. She was just them triggers.
Wait, what was that? What did I do, babe?
You was arguing with me.
And?
You was arguing.
Oh, I ain't supposed to get back with you?
Man, no.
No.
You're supposed to just, okay, baby, it's going to be all right. You know
what
I mean?
In what world? You know? Girl, come on now.
Well, that's what I thought. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I thought I needed.
But y'all, I'm telling
But I didn't know that I really needed to get closer to God.
Yeah,
because I thought that this relationship, that we were telling somebody else today, a lot of us get into relationships and we think the relationships are going to fill the voids that we didn't deal with.
Yeah.
So that's what I was in this relationship with her, trying to fill voids that I didn't, that only God could fill.
And I wasn't big enough.
She
can't feel.
Yeah,
I
was not big enough to feel it.
Yeah, she was not big enough.
Yeah. But I wasn't big enough.
But I had to realize.
That's that putting God in his appropriate place.
Yeah.
That's right, Tisha. Wild Jesse indeed, girl. That's,
yeah. Because the thing was,
judge
I wasn't
not. Judge not. At least he's telling this story.
But yeah, but this is for real.
I'm
though.
Keep
this
mine
is what
to
we
myself.
This is
what I was about to say.
This is some things we truly dealt with. Yeah. I'm talking about that's only a small portion of. But he was in the middle of his process. So when these females be calling me, asking me, okay, what should I do? And they, oh, that don't work, baby. I'm telling you what works.
Yeah.
I have put much prayer from dating to marriage into this relationship. God had to actually show me the ugly.
Yeah.
And then help me understand how to come to him with it. And then the fruit of my labor, baby, I birthed this thing. Mm.
So what did you just say?
You said you did?
You put in work.
Yes.
The problem is they don't want to put in the work. They want to do something that you just a glimpse of what you said and see results the next day.
Yeah.
And
see,
the problem is marriage
maker.
Is work. It's
right.
not. It's not. It's,
right. It's and the work is on your knees. I'm
yes.
telling y'all.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is how I fight that, my
come
battles.
On. Yes.
Yes.
Come on with
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. On your knees.
That's a whole nother posture from standing behind a wall of protection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. This is for real.
Getting on your knees is the posture that we're supposed to stay in when it comes to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to stand in that posture.
Because the enemy is constantly attacking the marriage.
Come on with the attack.
He's constantly attacking
Absolutely.
The marriage. And,
All day,
and
every day.
We can't fight it against each other, because that's what he wants us to do. As long as we're arguing, as long as we're fighting with each other, then guess what? He can go mess with somebody else, because he got, I think,
because now we're doing it for him.
I think my mama told me the other day, she said the enemy doesn't want people, he doesn't mess with people that he already have.
Yeah.
Yes. He goes after the people that he don't have just yet.
That's for somebody out there. That's for somebody.
Yeah. So
he after you.
If he's after you, guess what? You're doing something right. You're and doing stay something on that right. track.
Stay
and,
on it.
But also go deeper. I think that's what the Lord told us at the beginning of the year, that we need. It is time for the people of God to go deeper. Whatever that means to you, go deeper in your word. Go Come deeper on. In your prayer life. Because on. Once you do that, then
that's right.
When you have a disagreement, then you can say, okay, I'm sorry, babe. You was right, I was wrong, or vice versa. Yeah. Right?
You're so fine.
Boy. Thank you, babe. All right.
Do you know how powerful it is
yes.
for one person to have faith and believe in God?
Yeah.
But do you know even how much more power it is when two people come into the power of agreement?
That agreement, baby.
Come
that
on.
Agreement.
That's it.
So when a husband and wife is in that power of agreement, do you know the strongholds that can be broken down just from that level of agreement?
Yes.
That's why he wants us to, that's why the enemy wants us to not agree. Because he knows if them two come together,
that's it.
They're going to catch these 10,000.
Yeah.
Ain't that what the scripture said? If two or three gather in my name, there I am among them.
Exactly.
Yeah. He
especially in the same
two,
house.
He right here. The two was a marriage.
Okay.
The two was a marriage.
Do y'all hear this power in here, y'all?
He here.
So I got two in the same house? Oh, no. Because eventually, if I get that one house, then if it's going to be in that one house, then it's going to trickle all around the block.
Exactly.
You better know
from around the block to the city. Then
you better know it, especially if you got kids that go outside and play.
Yeah.
Oh, they finna get them other kids. Now y'all got neighbors knocking on y'all door. Come on in.
Exactly. Thank you, Tisha. Listen, y'all. We want to take a little station, you know, because we getting ready to close up in here, y'all. Oh, time is almost up. But we gonna invite them back, y'all. We have to.
We got to be back.
We gotta invite them back. But y'all, we wanna take this time out to give a shout out to the Sacred Stone Studios out here.
Studio,
wonderful facility, man.
Big Rains, Willow Ridge alum.
That's right. Look at that. Yeah, Chrissy Westone and Marcus. And Marcus Payne.
That's right.
I forgot it. That might be not his real last name, whatever.
I might record my record in here somewhere.
Marcus Jones, baby.
Yeah, Marcus Jones. Marcus, if you're watching, please forgive me. I'm bad
Marcus
with names.
Marcus Jones.
And we also want to give a shout out to Love Fellowship Tabernacle.
That's right.
Tabernacle.
Oh, he done added a tabernacle.
That's
bitch.
All right, man.
Tisha, you got a cathedral.
Okay.
Cathedral. Cathedral.
Y'all Tisha, you got to come happening. By.
Your cousin is bringing the house down on Sunday mornings.
I'm doing the best I can with
He's
what
bringing
I
it down. He's bringing it down. So, y'all, listen, if y'all in the Houston area and you're looking for an early Sunday morning service to come to, I promise you will not be disappointed.
Not at all.
Lady Alicia is flowing under a prophetic worship anointing.
Yes, she comes up with songs.
It's a prophetic worship anointing. I promise you.
That's
we
right.
love you too, Tisha. Tisha says she loves us.
We love you, Tisha.
Yes.
Baby.
So listen, y'all. We thank God for y'all. I mean, we really thank God for y'all. Listen, y'all, we got a YouTube page now.
Yeah.
Please like and share the YouTube page.
Right.
Subscribe to the YouTube page.
Yes.
It is called Shift Real Talk.
Yes.
You'll see the sign.
Awesome.
This video will be on there. It will be on there. Definitely, we are trying to reach the masses, y'all. We are trying to reach the masses because we realize that there is power in marriage.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that we do whatever we got to do
to
fight that the enemy will not destroy the marriages, especially inside of the church.
That's
y'all.
Right.
Yep.
So we're gonna allow Pastor. Since he's a guest here, we want to send us home in a word of prayer.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
God. Father God, we thank you for this night.
Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for this moment of gathering. Lord, we pray that every minute, every time spent on this podcast was not in vain. And Lord, we ask that you get the glory out of everything that was said.
Yes, God.
Every word that was said, everything that was done, Lord, was done to uplift your name and give you glory. Lord, we pray for Lady Free and Pastor Jay as they continue to pour out into us. Lord, you pour back into them tenfold. Lord, we pray that all the resources are in order, Lord. We pray that their affairs in order so that they can continue to bless relationships, continue to bless marriages, continue to do the great commission that you set out for them to do, Lord. They're not only just helping relationships, Lord, but they are disciples that are making disciples. So, Lord, we pray that you crown them with more wisdom.
Right. Anoint their head with oil, Lord. Yes. Order their steps, make their pathway righteous before you, Lord. Give them more wisdom. Glory to glory and faith to faith. Lord, we ask that you allow this podcast not just to be just in the city, but Lord, let it be globally, Lord. Because what they are talking about is what's needed right now, because the enemy is attacking marriages. Because marriages represent your love for your bride, the church. So Lord, we bind any demonic influence that tries to come against this podcast, against their marriage, against their relationship. We bind any trick of the enemy that tries to creep in, Lord. We bind it right now. We command whatever it is that is making its way in, we command it out right now. Because Lord, you will continue to get the glory out of this. You will continue to get the victory out of this, Lord. We pray for them, Lord. Pour. Shower down your blessings on them, Lord. Pour back into them, Father God, tenfold, a thousandfold, a millionfold, because, Lord, they are representing you. When the world is frowning on marriage, Lord, they are representing you. And they are keeping you in the center, not as the afterthought, but they are keeping you as the center of the marriage. So, Lord, we shout hallelujah to your name, even right now in this studio, Lord. I feel your presence even right now in this studio, Lord. You get the glory. You take the victory. You take the honor, because it is only due to your name.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, have your way.
My God.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. The name that causes demons to tremble. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The name above all names. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said at the mention of your name, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that you are Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah and amen.
Oh, glory. I mean, come on now.
Strengthen our name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
We have a church in here, y'all.
This my God, my God. Woo, that's how it would be on Sunday, Lord. Jesus.
Yeah, I forgot
come
we
on
was live.
In the room.
Listen, y'all, if y'all want more of this prayer, please come on
come
Sunday
on
morning.
Even if y'all can't come watch us live,
yes,
we on Facebook,
God.
YouTube.
Yes.
Come on in the room.
Come on in. That's how mama break out. Come on. Yeah. Jesus, you're my doctor.
Oh, okay.
Right now, all my scriptures
in that room.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Don't leave mama out, honey. She the one that may helped us make it through.
Oh, my right. God. Jesus. Listen, y'all, we got to invite this powerful couple back.
We have to bring them back.
We have to.
Baby, because the barriers of communication are broken. And
I don't
communication,
even think we got there, but we'll get to
you
the
know
next
what?
Time.
I believe we did, Pastor, because we was helping people understand what breaks it down.
Yeah.
The thing that fill that gap in is that, baby, you better get on them knees.
Come on.
Stop all that doggone line.
Yes. Stop all that line.
That's right, guys. Listen.
White lies are lies.
No lies at all. And listen.
Enjoy.
And listen. And listen.
Today.
Hey, Angie Scarborough. What's going on?
Angie.
Yeah. Listen,
that's
y'all.
Angels, baby.
Huh?
That's Angels, right?
No, that's Angie. That's,
oh, okay.
That's from Portland,
can y'all
Oregon.
Share this podcast?
Yes, we can.
I know I'm talking about to the people watching. Share it to somebody that it may be helpful to. What's y'all Cash App, man? I know y'all don't want to put it, but I'm going to put it out there.
Shift movement.
Dollar sign, shift movement.
Thank you.
Ministry ain't free, people of God.
Okay. I know we don't have much time, but check it. If you are a musician here in Houston, Texas, let me tell y'all, I'm gonna be brief, baby. We are having a music shed at Love Fellowship Houston.
Yeah.
Where musicians can just come and rock out and just enjoy themselves. And that's all it is about. Because these musicians need an outlet.
Yeah.
So come on.
Also, Tisha, why are you still on the line? Tisha,
the date is to be determined.
Yeah, Tisha, Valentine's Day at Love Fellowship. Uh-oh. We're doing a gala.
You ain't even asked.
For all.
He got to ask. His family.
Pastor already told me.
Y'all people.
Come on, bro.
Pastor already told me.
Y'all people.
So, Valentine's Day, Kim Scott, we're going to invite y'all. We're going to put together, we're going to have a live band.
We're
going to set up, the church is really already set up.
Yeah.
We're going to get Quincy and them to come. So,
ooh,
it's for
Quincy
marriages.
Come in.
So, we're going to have a love day. Yeah. Yeah, Quincy gonna be there. So we go. We doing a love day at Love Fellowship.
Ooh, love
on day. Valentine's Day. Love so day. And it's for married couples only.
Oh yeah.
For married couples only. Let's so we're putting that together. Valentine's Day, y'all. It's gonna be nice. Valentine's Day.
So it's just married, not people that's probably on the verge of getting married. Or
why not, baby?
I'll leave that on y'all. But I say,
you know, my thing is, my wife, I know we got to go, but my wife will tell you that I consider myself the love doctor.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So leave those unmarried people at home. Yeah. Yeah. Married people.
He's talking about
singles. I specialize in making kingdom connections.
No.
If you single and he's single, then guess what?
Nuh-uh.
Something is wrong, right?
Listen, we could go on.
We love y'all.
We love them.
Kim
so
Scott,
much.
We love you.
Listen, this is Shift Real Talk. Real Talk Tuesday.
Real Talk.
Like, share, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Shift Real Talk. We love you. This is your girl, Lady Free.
I'm Pastor Jay.
And these are our guests.
These are our pastors, y'all.
Yes, these are our pastors. We Pastor love them BJ. So much.
Your name?
Lady Alicia. Lady A. She Lady does chop that thing. That's right. These are our pastors, y'all. Yeah. Come on. This is the relationship.
Yeah.
We love you. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Thanks for watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.